This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, one of the most amazing pieces of modern indie rock, 10 years after its release, it's we look at Nada Surf's You Know Who You Are. Then, a later career release from Americana legend Jason Molina and his band Magnolia Electric Company.
The whole place is dark. Every light on this side of the town. When I see your stripes, they're all I've wanted. You visit me every night. My dreams are haunted. Maybe we live too close, and we need a river between. You can't tell that it's cold, but you don't see me shiver. They say it will let go if I give.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to episode 228 of A Sonic Youth. We begin this week with a 10-year release anniversary celebration of Nada Surf's 2016 album, You Know Who You Are. Opening the show was Believe You're Mine, one of three pieces of super bright, poppy indie rock I'll be playing for you from Nada Surf on this show. Here's another one. This is one of my favourite songs of all time. Deeply personal and honest song about a platonic friendship. The song is also brilliant sonically, with driving bass, a heavily layered guitar sound, and Matthew Kaur's unmistakable voice, as ever at the forefront. This is Friend Hospital.
Thank you.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Nardasurf with Friend Hospital. Nardasurf are to some extent a band of two halves. Their current lineup includes founding members Matthew Cause and Daniel Lorca, alongside Ira Elliott and Louis Leno. At the time of this 2016 album, the band also featured Doug Gillard, a guitarist who has also played and guided by voices. Cause and Lorca met at a bilingual French school in New York and began playing in bands together soon after. Nardasurf was soon formed and recorded early singles in a demo tape in 1994. At a show in New York's Knitting Factory, the band met ex-Cars frontman and producer Rick Ocasek, and without high expectations, they gave him a copy of those early demos. A few weeks later, he called back and said he'd love to produce a record with them. Not long after, the band had signed with Elektra and were re-recording many of the songs from their early tapes. That amounted to their 1996 debut, High Low, one of my favourite records of all time, and the central focus of the first ever episode of this show. It was an album led by the college radio hit Popular, a sarcastic take on the teenage high school experience, backed up by powerful alt-rock noise. The rest of the album is just as great. It's a seriously loud record, borderline grunge, with a strong, loud, quiet dynamic. To me, it reaches a middle ground between Pixies and the earlier noise rock of Husker Du. Look out for an upcoming episode on this record in a few months' time. It's about to turn 30. Nardasurf returned with The Proximity Effect in 1998, a good album, but one that never stood up to me, to High Low. 2022's Let Go was a better effort. It was a much softer album, with a lot more of a contemporary indie sound, and remains their most popular record to date. Four more albums were released between 2005 and 2012, with the latter of those, The Stars Are Indifferent to Astronomy, being my favourite. Some tracks from that album, most notably Clear Eye Clouded Mind and Waiting for Something, saw a return to a grungy sound. They're two of my favourite songs, both in the full noise versions and the beautiful acoustic versions of the songs released on 2014's B-sides. Then, in 2016, they released You Know Who You Are, an album I feel found a perfect footing between the louder guitar noise side and their heavenly pop hit side. The record opens with a powerful piece of jangly indie and Cold to See Clear, before continuing on a similar path with the two songs that I've played so far. The four tracks in the middle of the record are more straightforward pieces of indie. Good tracks, but not that memorable. The teenage fan club-esque guitar noise of New Bird would make it my pick of the four. The record then closes off perfectly with the upbeat Speak Sing title track, and then a beautiful piece of slightly psychedelic indie rock called Gold Sounds. Then, the energy picks back up for the uplifting rock and roll finale. Victory's yours.
Some days just won't start. I wake up and it falls apart. I spend my time trying to figure you out, but I never get very far. I think I'm walking out of this fight. There's a spark and it's just within my sight. A little light means everything to a half-believer like me, who can hardly see what's in front of him. Victory is yours.
Sonic Youth, and that was Nada Surf, closing off their album You Know Who You Are with the track Victory's Yours. Next up, a look at the anniversary reissue of Magnolia Electric Co's EP Hard to Love a Man. Here's a favourite track, a classic piece of gentle Americana from probably the greatest to ever do it. Here's Doing Something Wrong.
Last night the great bird was steady in his bow. I have got my shit together and I am ready to go. Oh, but the way I've been acting, oh, but the way I've been acting, I'd have to be lucky. Last night the gray moon climbed right down in this hole. How on earth did you get down here? He said, you know, that still ain't clear. But I had my shit together and I was ready to go. Get your shit together. Get ready to go. Everybody's doing something wrong. Everybody's doing something wrong. Everybody's doing something wrong.
Listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Magnolia Electric Co. with Doing Something Wrong. Magnolia Electric Co. is the second band headed by the late great Jason Molina. Molina first formed Songs Ahaya in the mid-90s. Under that name, released a string of essential alt-rock and Americana albums, ranging from ghostly lo-fi folk rock to Neil Young and Crazy Horse influenced heavy rock. Songs Ahaya culminated in the album The Magnolia Electric Co., possibly the greatest record release post-millennium. Certainly is led by one of the greatest songs ever written, Farewell Transmission. After the release of that album in 2003, Molina changed his band's name to that of the album, and released another run of amazing albums until his years of substance abuse caught up with him and he passed away in 2013, leaving behind a massive superfans who knew he was unlike anyone else. Present throughout all the records, and it's important to mention that there's also a set of solo records and a great late-in-life collab album with Will Johnson too, is Molina's incredible songwriting, full of deep introspection and sprinkled with American folklore and scenery. The first album released under Magnolia Electric Co. was the 2005 live record Trials and Errors, my second favourite Molina record, full of powerful alt-rock only a band at their absolute peak could produce. The first studio release under the new band name is what we're focusing on today, the EP Hard to Love a Man. The newly released reissue features demo versions of the tracks 31 Seasons in the Minor Leagues, One Thin Dime, and Lonesome Valley. But the standout track on this EP has always been the studio recording of a live staple, with a distinctive take of one of the greatest rock and roll songs ever, here's Magnolia Electric Co.'s cover of Warren Zevon's classic, Werewolves of London. Jason Molina's Magnolia Electrico with Werewolves of London. We have time to go out with one more track. The bonus demo version of Lonesome Valley on the EP reissue gives an interesting insight into its recording progression, but I'd feel wrong not playing the studio version that was released on 2006's Fading Trails. It's one of the best. So seeing us off, here's Lonesome Valley.
Asked you
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.